FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to another pre-season edition of This Club Is My Club. And this week we look back at last weekend's friendly against Bury AFC with post-match interviews coming up later with FC United manager Neil Reynolds as well as FC legends and current Bury strikers Tom Greaves and Greg Daniels. But before that, let's hand over now to the FC Live team on Saturday afternoon with all the action. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. And you join us for FC Live, a pre-season friendly here in the drizzle of North Manchester as FC United take on Bury in a pre-season friendly like no other. And it's like no other because, everyone, breaking news, we're back in the main stand. Yes, we've separated ourselves
from
the riffraff that is FCM TV, and this is a live and exclusive commentary just for you people out there who like to listen. And joining me is a man who's going to talk to you this afternoon and make you listen. Stato Paul, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, how are you? It's good to
Excellent.
Be back.
Excellent. It's great to be back in the main stand,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, isn't it?
Love it here.
Oh. So, Bury.
The new Bury.
First things first, what did you make of the Legends match last week? Because we didn't talk after the final whistle.
I thought it was great entertainment. And I think the fans got exactly what they wanted in terms of they got goals. And they got goals from their star men of yesteryear. And with the Rory Patterson goal in itself made the afternoon completely worthwhile.
Yeah, it was a great occasion. And hopefully some of those players will be coming back in the near future.
We hope they will get involved with the club more because there's a lot of talent there.
There really is. Right, well, this is technically then the first pre-season friendly of the summer. We're going to call it that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Against Bury. We all know what's gone on at Bury over the last few years or so. Pretty tragic stuff, but it's great the fans have got together and got themselves back on the feet in this Phoenix Club, guys.
I think it's just like we were at the beginning of the road, where I know they played a few games last season, but it was like closed doors stuff, wasn't it, and not really the same. So it's a bit like we were in our first season, I think, and they've got all the excitement of the fledgling club building up, and they've got lots of volunteers. We've noticed that they've got a cast of thousands doing the media. You know, and everything's new and shiny and exciting. And, of course, they've got some of our ex-players to help them along the road.
Yes, they really have. And actually, the manager, we should start, is Andy Welsh.
Yeah, another former FC player.
Yeah, he was a winger, wasn't he?
He
played at Sunderland, I think. But
Charlton, he had a few good clubs.
But he was with us when we were at Bower Fold a lot, from memory.
He didn't stick around too long.
No,
but useful player.
And a good guy to speak to as well. I've interviewed him a couple of times. And like you say, on the pitch, there's a few ex-FCers. Greg Daniels, for those of you wondering, he's a legend, isn't he? Why isn't he here? He's here this weekend instead.
Yes, he's in the more serious guys in a Bury shirt now. But... yes, well, we'll always remember that goal against Stourbridge. That put him in the history books forever. Didn't matter what he did in his FC career before or after. That goal got us promotion, got us the title, didn't it? And that was it.
Right, there's an elephant in the room, and that elephant is from Bradford. Tom Greaves.
Yeah, well, another one in the history books. I think his programme piece was quite illuminating. I don't know if you've got to read any of it.
Read? No, mate.
Where he talks about his career in glowing terms at FC, and it's like every goal he scored he can virtually picture for FC, which is a great thing to know. And he touched on his managerial stints, and he said, well, I really wanted to be one of the boys, but I wanted to be manager as well, and he couldn't do the two together.
No. And that was the
rub of it, really, wasn't it?
I like to remember Tom Greaves' managerial stint as the latter half of that season he took over, not where the start of the next season.
Where he rescued us, yeah, pretty much.
There were some joyous games in that, wasn't there? Like Alfreton and Salford City. And
we won't forget those back-to-back games with Salford were terrific, weren't they? Terrific entertainment.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was... We put some really good results together, and unfortunately it was a bit of a false dawn, but we've had a few of those at FC over the years.
Well, hopefully the next season isn't one of them, because it's shaping up quite well. We'll get to the FC United team in a second, but away from the old school FC brigade who are starting for Bury, there's some quality players in this team. Scott Metcalf is the captain.
Yeah, he's been around for some years.
Yeah, absolutely. Connor Hughes is starting for Bury this afternoon. I'm going to have to try my hardest not to call him Radcliffe now I've mentioned Scott Metcalf.
He got a red card against us.
He did, I remember, yeah.
In a cup tie couple of years ago.
Didn't he also sky that penalty in the penalty shootout as well? That was, yeah. I mean, he's a quality player, to be fair, Scott Metcalf, isn't he? FC United, let's talk about FC. What did you take from last week?
I think some of the players looked a bit off the pace, I thought. But these games are about game time, aren't they? And it's about giving players opportunities. And there's no doubt that he's got, was it, 8 subs on the bench? And probably all of them will get some game time this afternoon. I think we're a bit of a work in progress. Having lost Griffiths and Dial, it's going to be interesting to see if Morris and Jones can cement that partnership at the centre of the defence. And also, there's opportunity in midfield. We know this, don't we? Who's going to take that opportunity?
Well, it's interesting. We discussed last week the chances of Michael Donoghue being number 4. But I also threw out the option, if Aaron Morris moves to centre-back, maybe Donoghue could play number 2. That's where he starts today.
Yeah, I think his real career future may well be in the middle of the park. But at the moment, he's right back. Right back with licence, I would probably guess, to get forward, because very much in the style of Dodd and other players that have played for us in that position, they've all got forward.
Joe White's playing at left back, so no Dodd this afternoon, but we all know what Dodd can do. Let's see what Joe White can do.
It's opportunities, isn't it? And Trey Pemberton and Keaton Mulvey on the bench, Kane Dean, Danny Brady. Some interesting players that need game time, and we need to see how they can, whether they can make a fist of it.
It's Wadicka as well, not to put pressure on him. He obviously started last week at number 9. He starts again at number 9 today.
I'm sure he'd like a goal this afternoon to kickstart his FC career properly.
Absolutely. Regan Linney starts as well, as does Charlie Ennis, and Michael Potts starts at number 8 as captain.
Yeah, I mean, I think Potts is a great leader, isn't he? And he's a great organiser, and he's the manager's voice on the pitch. There's no doubt about that.
And number 7, Finlay Sinclair Smith. So, you know, that forward line there of Wadicka, Ennis, Linney, Finlay Sinclair Smith. I'm hoping for an entertaining afternoon.
And we've got 3 trialists.
Yes, 3 trialists. And FC United wearing their new kit. What do you make of that? I like the numbers at the back. It's very old school.
I like the numbers. I think it'll grow on us.
Well, FC United out on the pitch wearing customary red, white and black, and Bury wearing their customary white, blue and blue, and it looks like Bury.
It looks very Bury, doesn't it? I should mention that we played him 3 times in friendlies before and lost the lot.
Good crowd here this afternoon as well, and this probably, I'm going to go out on a limb here, is the highest attended game we've had in well over a year.
And we have an away following,
yes,
which is very rare in recent times.
The Bury fans are settled over there at the Lightbound Road end. FC United, good contingent here in the SMRE, and the North Stand over there as well is quite filled. So, good stuff. So let me give you the FC United starting 11. Dan Lavercombe in goal, Michael Donoghue and Joe White at fullback. Centre-back pairing of Aaron Morris and Curtis Jones. In midfield, it's Jordan Simpson and Michael Potts. Up front on his own, Ali Wadicka. And then those 3 attacking midfielders, Finlay Sinclair-Smith, Charlie Ennis and Regan Linney. Substitutes FC United, Danny Brady, a trialist, Kane Dean, a trialist, Keaton Mulvey, Dave Carnell, trialist and Trey Pemberton. Jones's ball is just beyond Smith.
It's been a bit scrappy at the opening minutes.
Yes.
Misplaced passes.
Do
Jack Atkinson's clearance there is picked up by Finlay Sinclair Smith. He gets it to Ennis. Ennis now on his right foot, drills it to the goalkeeper's right into the bottom corner. And on 9 minutes, well, just like that, Paul, FC pounced on a mistake in the very back line, and it's 1-0 to the home side.
Was a poor ball out from the back, which Finn Smith intercepted. He's actually limping at the moment. He got a knock for his pains. But Ennis seized on the pass and drilled it right across the keeper into the corner. Typical Ennis-style finish.
Well, Charlie Ennis has started pre-season like a house on fire, hasn't he? He's been brilliant so far.
Yes, he's looking very sharp.
Well, 9 minutes on the clock, FC, 1-0 up. Here's Jones now. Jones to Potts, back to Jones. Midway inside FC United's half now. Jones to Ennis. Ennis has come short fit. Back it goes to Jones. Jones to Potts. On the edge of the centre circle, inside FC's half. Out to the right side now, and Morris is on a bit of an overlap from centre back and plays the ball through, and Wadika's onside to the byline he comes. Wadika, he's got options, one of them is Smith, shot comes in, deflected, and good run that from Ali Wadika to beat the offside trap. There's Potts now to Simpson out to his left hand side, good ball that to find Joe White down the line to Sinclair Smith, back it goes to Ennis square to Simpson. If he can switch play, he can. Great ball to find Donoghue. Donoghue brings it down well on the right side of the penalty area. In it comes. Wadika's there. It's a last-ditch challenge from Metcalf. Shot comes in. Cleared off the line. And it's a corner. Jones to Ennis. To Potts. Nice ball there to find Donoghue. Donoghue here. Driving towards the goal. Challenge comes in behind and...
He's given a corner.
Paul, what do you think of that? Because
I thought it was...
That was a challenge that came in for Gilboy, but...
A challenge from behind, and I don't think he played the ball, to be honest. What do you think?
I thought that was a strong case for a penalty, that, yeah. To be honest. But
it's a brilliant ball.
It was a brilliant ball, and Donoghue looking lively, as well as Wadika. There he is, Jones now. Plays it along the 18-yard, or the penalty area, to the other side to find Morris. Morris, simple pass to Simpson. Simpson out to the right hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue, back it goes to Morris. Morris to Potts. Potts for a first time pass to the halfway line to Ennis. Ennis back inside FC's half to Jones. Jones now, forward it goes, cut out before it can get to Ennis. And Potts is going to get to that clearance. Now in the left back position, Potts back infield to Jones. Jones now to Simpson. Simpson in the back line plays the ball long out towards the right hand side for the runner Donoghue, who takes it beautifully. Donoghue's one on one with the goalkeeper. Oh, he dinks it and the goalkeeper saves it. Takes a tumble. Back it comes to Wadika. Wadika shoots. Great save by the goalkeeper.
Well, it's all happening.
It's all happening, Paul. That was a beautifully well taken into his stride touch from Donoghue. And I can see what he's trying to do, but just lever it.
Well,
he went for cute rather than power. And well, good save-backs.
Bury are playing this high line, and it's a fascinating contest between us trying to spread the ball out wide and break the high line and getting in behind them.
Been a good pace to this game. Greaves there does well by the FC United corner flag, beats one player, manages to get the ball into the box, and Matty Williams there forces a save from Lavercombe. What do you make of that, Paul?
He suddenly found himself in a great space in the box, unchallenged, and Lavercombe had to react pretty quickly there.
Ball play forward, headed clear there by Donoghue, and straight back towards FC United's penalty area. Jones's back pass is a bit short, to be honest, but Lavercombe does well before Greaves can get to it.
That was very sloppy.
It was a bit, but Jones threads it through here to Sinclair Smith, and I think Wadika was offside. No, flag stays down. Wadika checks inside. Wadika now, is he going to shoot? No, goes on his right foot. Now he shoots. Oh, it hits the back of the defender. Breaks to White. White crosses instead of shoots. Hits Linney. And now it comes. Well, again, Wadika's looking good. Berry attacking the right-bound road in the second half. In it comes. Good ball towards the back post again. Jones heads it clear once again. But the ball breaks to Gilboy. He's facing the wrong way. Has to play it to Williams. Williams is pickpocketed by Linney. And Linney now is going to be the goalkeeper's backpedalling. Linney, one-on-one. Great save by Atkinson. It was like Doncaster all over again for a second then, but then he didn't finish this time.
Didn't quite have the same composure as the Doncaster game, unfortunately.
Is that the crowd? It's the crowd's fault, everyone.
It's the crowd that put him off. Empty stadium, he would have buried it.
Well, it's going to be a corner to FC United. Sinclair Smith to take over on the far side. FC attacking the SMRE in the second half, as is customary in most games. In it comes. Oh, another back post there is Jones, but it's cleared. And can Berry counter with Gilboy? Beats White, and now Gilboy over the halfway line. Got Linney for company, but Gilboy's pace is excellent, isn't it? He's one-on-one with Donoghue. Lines up a shot. Oh, the inside of the post. And Linney gets the ball clear. That was great stuff from Berry's number seven. Here's Gilboy now. Loses out. Here's trialist number 16. He's challenged in midfield and the ball breaks. Greaves is there. Morris puts his head in. And Greaves gets the better of Morris. Greaves is one-on-one. He's going to score here. To the goalkeeper's left. And Tom Greaves returns to FC United for this pre-season friendly and gets the opening goal and the equaliser for Berry.
Well, it was pure strength that won him that, I think. Strength and will. The will to win the ball, the power to force himself through into the space, and the cool finish. Very much the Tom Greaves we knew for many years.
Potts to take. Lofts it towards the back post area. It's cleared, only as far as Trey Pemberton. He pounces. Pemberton now on the right side of the penalty area. Crosses to the near post. There's Mulvey with a chance. Cleared off the line.
Was it over the line?
Linesman said it wasn't over the line. I'm pretty convinced from where I was that was over the line. But
it's 1966 all over again.
Well, I'm just using perspective. His foot was over the line, wasn't it? So
controversial stuff.
Yeah. Now Berry on the attack. Is there a sting in the tail? Ball played through. Greaves onside. Greaves. Can Morris get to it? Morris clears off the line. Brilliant defending from Aaron Morris. But Berry still with an opportunity here. Here's Whitehead. Whitehead lays it off there to Metcalf. Metcalf with a shot. That's on the light brown road. And that is full time. Greaves there with an opportunity to, well, win the game for Berry, but Morris with brilliant defending. He's now got cramp and no surprise, really. 1-0 the full-time score here, Paul. A really enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah, it's been quite a competitive game in some ways. Berry came here and have acquitted themselves very well. I think both sides have got a good fitness spell out of this, and there's been some interesting performances.
I'll come to the FC United performances shortly, but I'd just like your confirmation for Man of the Match, Paul, and I'd like to give it to Ayo Ibrahim, the Irishman who's come here, and he's been really, really impressive.
He's,
there,
he's
number
done
six.
Very well.
Very
yeah.
well.
If you were going to give an FC Man of the Match, who would you give it to?
For FC, well, it's tricky because some of the players...
There are lots of comings and goings,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Let's just go through it. I mean, Michael Donoghue, that first 45 minutes playing at right-back, along with Charlie Ennis, was our danger man at fullback.
And yeah, their link play was very
really
good.
Well, that first half display was very, very encouraging for FC United. It was like that's how we're going to play when the league season starts. It was good. Curtis Jones now and Morris together, I thought it worked well, to be honest. Obviously in that second half there, we've made some changes at the back. We got a bit loose, but right at the end, Aaron Morris, brilliant defending to go off the line.
I think Tom Greaves gave the pair of them a tough afternoon, and it'll do them good to have a bit of an exercise like that before the season starts, rather than just a cakewalk. So that was a good thing. I thought Simpson worked
yeah,
quite hard.
Jordan Simpson came in at number four like he did last week, you know, anchored that midfield really, really well. Joe White played at left back for much of the first half, played at centre back, but yeah, he had a decent game. Potts has played the full 90. How important is that?
Well, I think he needs time in his legs. I mean, he's had some injury issues, hasn't he, in the last 12 months? And I think he needs the games to get back to his normal self.
The attacking options FC United have got: Charlie Ennis, obviously he scored the goal, a great goal in the first half. Sadly had to go off at half time due to an injury. We'll get an update from Neil for this club's My Club shortly. But the attacking options we've got in attacking midfield, Sinclair Smith was good, Linney He had a Doncaster moment, didn't he? He was one-on-one with the goal there.
Yeah, he had his moment to really make his mark on this game, and the keeper was up to the task, as it turned out. I thought Wadaker shone in the first half. Looked very bright, very intelligent, the way he was making his movement. Didn't quite get the goal, but I think it's coming.
Yeah, definitely. For the substitutes, Chester United, just to mention for Keaton Mulvey, who I thought was very, very impressive, as was Charlie's number 16. Trey Pemberton shone for about 4 or 5 minutes, where he created two great chances for FC United. And Charlie's 21 was pretty solid down here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At right back. So, I mean, what's your take on it all?
Well, and now we have to be careful with friendlies because there's been seasons when we've won all our friendlies and then fallen flat on our faces. So we have to disregard results in friendlies, I think, is the lesson we've learnt over the years. So I think it's been a good afternoon in terms of we've been tested by a very keen Bury outfit who pushed us a bit. So I think Renault will be pleased with that because he wants his players to be tested. Obviously, we've got the likes of Bolton Wanderers to play soon, which will be another stiff test. So I think what he wants out of his friendlies, he wants his players to be pushed and made to work, because that's the best preparation he can get for the main games.
Yes, absolutely. Well, just I mentioned for the next games, we've got Warrington Rylands, who are new to step four for this season. We've got them on Tuesday night at the Rylands Recreation Club. That's where the rugby league team plays as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're not sure yet about commentary. I'm going to judge it based on facilities, and I'm going to have a chat with some people just to see if it's going to be all right. But we might have a commentary Tuesday night, but I'm not promising anything at the moment. Then we've got a bit of a break. We don't know whether we've got a game yet for Saturday the 10th as a replacement for the Jersey trip, but keep it on fc-utd.co.uk this week for more information. But we certainly will be covering the next confirmed friendly here at Broaders Park, and that's the Bolton Wanderers game on the 17th. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be another interesting game, and I'm pretty sure Bolton will send a good side out for that one. Give us a good match.
Well, we're going to go now, I think. Paul?
Yeah?
It's been absolutely delightful to
Thank
be
you.
Back here with
it's
you.
Been, it's been very
in
enjoyable.
The main stand. Hopefully, like I said, we'll have more of these commentaries as pre-season goes. It depends on basically, it depends on how the TV's doing with volunteers and stuff, because some of us have got cameraman abilities all of a sudden. Don't know how that happened, but fingers crossed, TV is fine now, and this will be fine, and we could just get back to the old days. And the other thing we have to mention, biggest crowd we've had here in ages due to COVID. It was a great atmosphere, wasn't it?
Good atmosphere. Good to have some away fans in the ground as well.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Paul, big thank you for joining us. A big thank you to our friends at Constructive Coding, as well as you lovely people, the Armchair Army, for all your donations this afternoon. Very welcomed indeed, I have to say. And, look out for more announcements on the next friendly and the next commentaries coming up. But from everyone here at Broaders Park, you all have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up very, very soon. Bye-bye. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us after that. I mean, it was a bit of a lively game, I thought, for the first pre-season friendly.
I thought we were rubbish, Ben. I'll be honest with you. I thought we were absolutely shocking. I thought for half an hour we gave a good account of ourselves, everything we've done in training. We just, we let it go. Second half, I said to the lads in there, if you're trying to make an impression and get in the team and you think you can kind of play at 50% when there's people pay good money to get into the ground, then you're at the wrong club. And I'm not going to wait until August the 14th to kind of bring people in. We've got centre-half over the pocket, we've got right-back over the pocket, we've got centre-forward who's currently isolating. Lads who've come in, signings that we've made, just haven't hit the ground running yet. Like I said, I don't give second chances. They got a chance today, and unfortunately, I thought it was very poor. But for first half an hour, I thought we were great. But then massive credit to Bury. I thought they really had a goal second half, and great for Tom Greaves to score. Should have lost at the end, apart from Aaron Morris. Mm. So, no, listen, we've got a lot of work to do. You can tell we've only played two games since November, so there's no panic buttons being pressed, but the least I expect is his effort and running.
Well, I was going to mention that the first half, I thought the first half were very impressive, and you saw those diagonal balls to the full-backs, and Donoghue was excellent, I thought, at taking them. I mean, how much is that the plan, for if I could say that.
Yeah, it is the plan. I mean, you know, Simpson's done great today. I thought his passing range was excellent. He stepped in from where Luke Griffiths was. Donners, we've talked about him playing centre midfield, and you know, we're working on a centre half because we've lost Doyley and a right back coming in, but we just can't get him over the line yet for one reason or another, with mainly COVID. But no, we did. We moved the ball around. We made some good patterns of play. I was happy for half an hour, and then, you know, what happened was, I said, the minute you start having more than two touches, the tempo will go, and our centre half steps in with six touches, and I turned to Brian and went, there we go, this is the beginning of the slide now, because they thought it was too easy. And when you drop your momentum and your standards, you can't just pick it back up. And Berry showed us that second half. You know, they came and had a real go, and we were lucky. You know, I know we've missed chances. I know we could have scored five or six, but we've missed chances, and you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
I mean, Linney had his Doncaster moment, didn't he, recreated, which would have been helpful, I think, if he'd scored that. Wadiker, I thought, had a good first half. But just to mention Ennis's goal, I thought that was beautiful work.
I mean, you know you're going to get Charlie Ennis is exceptional. You know, he took a bad knock to his leg. He's had to come off at half-time, but we missed him second half. Ali, that's his second game in nearly 12 months, you know, after his operation, so he'll get better. You know, we did okay. You know, there was parts that we did okay, but we demand. Charlie Ennis just said it there. We demand really high standards, and you know, unfortunately, I know men are after changes, but you can't drop your standards, and you know, that's what we've done. So, you know, it was great atmosphere, great to see everybody today. You know, it was fantastic, but we've. I'll go back to it. We've got a lot of work to do.
Just to mention for the substitutes, there was a couple of flashes. Trey Pemberton had about a four-minute spell where he created some good opportunities. Travis, number 16, who, for reasons, because it's pre-season, can't be named at this stage, but he was pretty good, I thought. So
that's Andy Kanga. You know, I mentioned that. I thought Keaton Mulvey did well when he came on. But the whole shape to the team just went. But it wasn't that for me. I mean, I've talk to them individually, and I don't miss anything. And you know, when the ball doesn't come to your feet, it's the recovery run after that. And unfortunately, we didn't do that in the second half. And you know, we'll line up at training, we'll do our running, and everyone will do the running. But when you're out there's nowhere to hide. Unfortunately, I don't miss anything. And you know, there's people got a lot of work to do yet.
Just a quick mention for Charlie Ennis as well. He had to go for half time. Any update?
Yeah, it's bad. He's got a bad gash in his leg. We're just going to have to see how he recovers from it. He may be doubtful for Tuesday. He's come back. He's hit the ground running. He's been fantastic as Chaz, but we miss his creativity in the second half. And you know, people are going to step up. People have to step up. And you know, we've got an exciting week this week. We've got a signing coming in, which is going to, you know, really, really please people. Another centre forward. And you know, I won't get too much away, but if you remember last season when we signed somebody who had to go back, well, he's back in the country now, and he'll be back with us on Thursday. So you know, big, big week for the football club. And you know, we've got to get ready for Rylands Tuesday, training Thursday, and then hopefully a game next Saturday.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben. Cheers.
So Linfield now on the ball. He's got Brownhill for the overlap if he wants him. He chooses not to use him, but the ball falls nicely from after a ricochet. Whips in towards the back post. It's a decent ball again. Has to be dealt with. It's a corner ball.
It was a great ball in that from Liam Brownhill. A great run from him. He's put it into a dangerous area and he's forced the defender there to play it out for a corner.
Just a little bit of luck. That's what you're looking for. They are defending tremendously, resolutely. Are the visitors, but something has to give at some stage. You'd expect, you'd hope, you'd pray if you're a religious type. If you're not, an agnostic, just want the ball to the back of the net. The ball comes across now. It's headed by two players from the same team, and they eventually clear the lines, and they give the ball away. It's Brownhill now. Brownhill looking for some support, chips it through the middle down the right hand side. He'll be kept in play by Linfield. Yes, it can. Towards the back post, it's an opportunity. There you are! Have scored what could be the goal that makes them lift the trophy here tonight at Curzon and Ashton. Can you believe it? What a goal, what a header. 68 minutes on the clock. The ball play from Brownhill, well, he split everybody. He saw a gap that even the Thompson twins didn't see in 1984. Into the gap the ball went. There was Linfield. He made something out of it. He chips it across. Greg Daniels was the smallest man of it. He heads it down. It's into the back of the net. And even Alan Holcroft has got a smile on his face. He's unbiased, though, because he's here in a capacity for the league.
Absolutely unbelievable. That was nothing more than they deserved. All that pressure that we've been piling on and piling on. It came all from that fantastic ball in from Liam Brownhill in the first place that won the corner. Fantastic play from FC. Exactly what we wanted.
Do you ever get bored of, you know, that
nah,
goal or anything?
Nah, no, never. I don't really score headers that much, and it's like the only two I think I got. Oh, I got one early on at for FC, and then I got one against Ashton last game of the season, which was a winner. And then the following season, I got another one, and they were the only ones I ever got. So whenever I scored an header, it seems to be an important one.
Oh, it was certainly important, certainly one that lives long in the memory.
Yeah.
How did you find today?
It was hard work, you know, because FC, they keep the ball really well. And I think we were just chasing shadows in the first half, but then I think second half, we just said, you know what, just put it on them a little bit, and I think it worked. But yeah, hard graft.
Playing up front with Tom Greaves, it was old school, wasn't it?
I was just a little bit in behind, you know, because Greaves is like your talisman who gets all the goals. I do all his running. Try and get him the ball.
But, you know, since playing for FC, you know, you've been at Ramy and Trafford.
Yeah.
What's it like playing for Bury? I mean, that's
you know what,
surreal,
it reminds me of FC a lot, you know, because obviously it's a new start-up, lots of fans, good support, good players, good staff. Yeah, it reminds me of FC, like, and obviously in the early days. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the season now. Hopefully we get a full season, you know what I mean?
It's an impressive squad, isn't it? Obviously yourself, Greaves, you know, Scott Metcalf, yeah. Connor Hughes, it's a good squad for the level,
I mean.
Certainly.
It's lads that have had experience playing in this league and higher, you know, and that's what we went for. Yeah, good team.
Now, there was a Legends match last week, and I did ask, you know, where's Greaves, where's Daniels?
Yeah.
And obviously it's because you were playing, but... You know, what's it like being back here?
Oh, always good to be back. Always good to be. It feels like yesterday when I was here last, you know what I mean? Just driving in and stuff. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Tom, a big welcome back.
Thank you
very much. Congratulations for scoring as well.
Thank you.
How was it?
Yeah, enjoyed that one. Yeah, it's a bit of a strange but nice feeling. Obviously, no celebration. But no, it was good. It was nice to be back. Got a nice reception. And it was good to hear some noise from the Bury fans as well.
Nearly scored at the end as well. Aaron Morris, great defending there. I mean,
yeah, it was. Yeah, I think maybe a year or 18 months ago, I'd have got there a little bit quicker. And to be fair, if that's a league game, Cairns smashing me all day, isn't it? So no, it was a fair result. To be fair, I think you had a lot more possession. We give you a little bit of respect, being the higher team, and then broke on you when we could. So yeah, it was good.
Mention how you settled in at the club. I mean, you started off like a house on fire last season. I mean, looking forward to scoring more goals this year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was going well. I was getting my goals. We were winning games. We were sat top of the league when the league got stopped. So yeah, we're a fit team. We like to play the ball. We like to pass it. So yeah, we're looking forward to get going.
Andy's built a good squad here, hasn't he? He's you and Daniels up front, obviously. But you know, it's a good team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of players that have played and could play a lot higher, and you need that to win leagues, and no secret about it, we want to go win the league.
And obviously legend at Bradford Park Avenue, legend at FC, looking to be a legend at Bury as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, yeah, want to be top scorer wherever I go. So no, I'm literally just enjoying every game now. I'm getting a bit older. I'm only one serious injury away from not playing again, so I literally enjoy every game as if it's my last, and trying to get a few goals.
And what's it like being coming back here as well? I mean, it's a nice welcome.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yeah, they gave me a bit of stick in the from a couple of corners, but that was to be expected. But yeah, it's nice to see some familiar faces, nice to say hi, and yeah, it was nice to.
I'm looking forward to this season coming up as well. Just final thought, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're ready. We want to go now. The lads are absolutely buzzing. We've had some poor results, but in the pre-season, but it's not about that in a minute. It's about getting minutes under our belt, and we're looking good. We're looking fit. So fingers crossed, we'll go win it.
Well, Tom, big thank you for joining us, and all the best for this season.
Tom, man, thank you.
Tom Greaves there speaking to me following that 1-0 draw between FC United and Bury from Saturday. And before that, Greg Daniels, of course. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of FC United, make sure you visit the website www.fc-utd.co.uk. A big thank you for listening, and you all make sure that you all have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.